For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
Happy New Year, Peter.
Happy New Year, Anthony. I hope it's better than last.
I would like to say Happy New Year to, I have a fan, Henrik. Happy New Year, Henrik, who is 3 years old and probably in daycare at the Jewish Community Center at the moment because he's just a little bubala. So thinking about the happy things for New Year, I thought, let us have the very happy Alexandria Watts, wonderful actor in Buffalo. We've seen her many times. Vivid Alexandria Watts performances. What do you remember, Peter?
Well, I remember her being on just every major stage in Western New York, but the role we still talk about was, I gather, her first professional role. It was at Theater of Youth. She was one of the Squirrels, think Shirelles, as a backup singer in Elephant and Piggy, We Are in a Play. We still talk about it.
Yes, yes, she did do that and was quite wonderful. She also did play the lead in Christmas at Pemberley.
Oh, well, of course, that.
That I think that
whatever.
Alexandria, welcome. Welcome to Theater Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, part of the motivation for having you on today, is, well, your blissfully cheerful presence, of course, is one thing, but you are also co-president of ARTA. The other co-president is Kristen Tripp Kelly.
Yes.
Which stands for?
The Association of Regional Theater Artists. So just to give what we are, what we do, what's happening, ARTA pretty much is a non-union artist-driven guild, and our four pillars that we focus on are community, advocacy, education, and opportunity. We really want to foster a sense of camaraderie and community among all of our members, and we want to empower everyone to advocate for themselves in their work and in their daily lives.
Now, okay, a bunch of words, and that's a real mission statement kind of thing, but you know, what we're actually getting at is that in the theater, you do a show, the show ends, and you're off on your merry way looking for the next show. It is a sense of community among artists is something that really needs to be cultivated and maintained almost deliberately. In years past, there was Flynn's Bar and people would, the camaraderie of alcohol, you know. But I think also since the internet, since Facebook, since dating apps, people, the motivation to be among other people, other than for the work, it seems that this group is coming in to use those technologies to reinvent the ways in which we can maintain a theater community.
Yeah, it's really lovely. What our members have done, it's amazing. I don't know if anyone saw Michael Wachowiak and Dan Ernst do their Drunk Wicked retelling. It's kind of like a drunk history, but they did Wicked. So they're going to start to do different musicals like that, and it's going to be super fun. And obviously, who doesn't want to see Michael Wachowiak drunkenly telling something, retelling a musical like Wicked?
The idea sounds fun, and I think that lots of people listening would find it fun, but also to realize that if you're listening on the radio, you probably have not heard of this, because this is a really within the industry phenomenon.
Yes.
But people could access it. Yes, you have a website or...
Yeah, so we are on Facebook right now. We're in the process of getting our website redone, but we're on Facebook. If you look us up, ARTA, the Association of Regional Theater Artists, we have a Facebook group, answer the membership questions, request to join. It's a really wonderful community of people, of theater practitioners, which is really lovely.
Well, you also have a really, really slick digital magazine.
Yes, Michael Wallin, his big, brilliant brain, puts together this Spotlight magazine, and it has so many contributions from members of our community, and it's really, really lovely. If you become a member of ARTA, you will get this publication every month, and it is filled with some really wonderful content. Alex Malaise, she does a thing every Wednesday morning where she'll lead people through mindful techniques via Zoom, but she also has her own column. Anthony Chase, you're also going to be having a column in the January edition.
Am I?
If I'm hearing correctly. Surprise!
Did you know that, Anthony?
I wasn't sure if he was joking.
Surprise!
As Alex is talking about these people, you know, Alex Malaise, prominent actress, Michael Wallin, prominent local director, and we're only talking about Western New York people. The name of it is, you know, Regional Theater Artists, but the region is Western New York, and that's mm-hmm. what, yeah, he wants me to do a column called Cut to the Chase.
I think it's going to be fabulous. I think it'll be amazing.
Okay, well, I guess the pressure's on. All right.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, I heard it here first. Okay. And I think that the pandemic has also lit a fire under this. I have a feeling that people have more time to contribute to it than they did before because nobody's doing a show. And people's social needs are more on their sleeve. Can you talk about some of the COVID-specific initiatives that have come out through Spotlight and through ARTA?
Yeah, of course. So at the beginning of the pandemic, people were looking for help and to help. A lot of people were donating toilet paper and soap and things of that nature to help other people, saying, hey, I have an abundance. I am all good. I have kept my job, thankfully. How can I help someone else? And so then it sort of grew from the ARTA pantry to the ARTA COVID fund. So people were looking to donate money, saying, hey, I have an abundance right now. I want to donate this to ARTA. And I want this to go to someone who it may help. And that's been a really lovely initiative right now, where members of our community will come to us saying, hey, I just lost my job, or this really bad thing has just happened. And so we will give them the help that they need. If anyone does need any help, they can always email arta.wny@gmail.com. And, you know, we'll sort of get you set up with that sort of thing.
Alexandria, there are all sorts of perspectives in the latest issue of Spotlight, talking about COVID and social isolation, etc. But the biggest feature is about inclusion of people of color.
Yeah.
It really is a fascinating article with a lot of different voices coming in.
Yeah, that article was really, really lovely. It had some community members that have different perspectives. And really, that's what we're trying to build right now, is a community of inclusion, diversity, and equity. That has been our lifeblood. It kind of runs through our organization. And we are actually doing an anti-racist training for all of our member council and some of the artistic directors within the Theater Alliance of Buffalo. So we're hoping to start there so that we can have a cross-section of these two organizations to sort of help the community understand where we're going. We're really looking towards the future to make this a really inclusive space for everyone, to make sure that everyone is advocated for, and to really just build a better future for theater. So I'm very excited to watch that blossom.
Well, thank you, Alex, for sharing those insights. And for people who are interested to get a peek inside the industry, on Facebook, you can find ARTA, A-R-T-A, and see what's going on among local theater practitioners.
Yes.
During a pandemic, and what they're aspiring to when this is all over. Thank you, Alex, for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.